Well, there's been lots of talk about the kind of rebound the global economy will have. This, of course, as the coronavirus led to an economic standstill. And now, with many countries lifting lockdown restrictions, we've had some economists project a V-shaped recovery where there's a sharp fall in activity followed by a dramatic rise. Joining me now to discuss this in detail, Nima Ramkulawanbana from RMB. Thanks so much, Nima, for joining us this evening. So with every bit of economic data that comes through on the global scene, the notion of a V-shaped recovery gets touted a little bit more loudly, but data on a month-to-month, never mind on a week-to-week basis, is erratic at best. So what's the reality or the fundamental basis backing a sharp but short recession?
Good evening, Alicia. And yes, you're very right. There's a clear dichotomy between what's actually happening in the real economy relative to what's being expressed through financial markets. And as you've rightly said, on a month-on-month basis, we have data that's improving at the margin, led by the U.S., where we're glued to every data release looking for some sign of hope that the largest economy in the world is improving. And financial markets led by your equities have almost run ahead of that, pricing in a V-shaped recovery before that's really evident in the real economy.
Pricing it in because some economists out there, Nima, are suggesting it. Morgan Stanley economists saying that the global economy is in a new expansion cycle, that output is going to rise or return to pre-COVID crisis levels by as soon as the fourth quarter. Is that a bit too optimistic in your books?
Well, only time will tell, and I say that because we're not quite sure what the lockdown, or at least the relaxation of lockdown measures, is going to do to the relative curves in each of these markets, especially markets that haven't peaked as yet. Think about emerging markets, South Africa as an example. We haven't peaked in our first phase of the COVID cycle, and now we're seeing a resurfacing of cases in the likes of Beijing and certain areas in the U.S., and that is, of course, going to have a drag on economic activity that is slowly starting to pick up. So the shape of the recovery is definitely questionable as we head into the third quarter, but what we need is sustainable and tangible evidence that we are starting to see a pickup in consumption that can convert or translate into higher manufacturing demand.
Yeah. Just taking a look at what this means for emerging markets and specifically emerging market currencies, Nima, it's pure sentiment propped up by policy action and then, of course, liquidity that's been fueling the momentum that we have seen. So, you know, what kind of risk are you pricing in as far as a retracing of the rand, for example, is concerned?
We've already seen somewhat of a retracement of the rand. We had dollar rand trading below 17 and testing the 1650 levels as early or recently as last week. And I think that markets are discounting idiosyncratic risks within each economy and rather trading EMs of global determinants. So we've seen this policy-induced risk rally starting to peter out, and that is having a bearing on the EM complex as a whole, particularly your commodity currencies, your high beta currencies, which is a large proportion of the EM complex. And so we've reached a point of consolidation. The rand trading in exceptionally tight ranges at the moment, looking for some sort of calculus to push it in either direction.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Nima. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Nima Ramkulawanbana is with RMB.